English language schools are warning their $500 million a year industry is in a critical state because of dwindling student numbers. School managers say they cannot wait until next year for the return of foreign students. They want to know when students will be allowed to return so they can decide whether to lay off staff and go into hibernation. Here's our education correspondent, John Gerritsen.
In March, there were about 3,000 students at the 22 language schools that belong to English New Zealand, well short of the annual total of 20,000. But the numbers are falling as students complete their courses, and the schools estimate they will have just 500 students by September. The organisation's chairperson, Wayne Dyer, says the schools are in a tough situation.
It's getting to the point where it's critical, because clearly students start leaving and are not being replaced. So schools are in a position of having to decide, with the uncertainty over borders, how long they can stay open and at what point they should decide to either hibernate or indeed shut down.
He says the schools can probably hang on until September or October, but they need a much clearer indication of when the borders might reopen to foreign visitors and more financial support.
If English language is a $500 million contribution to GDP, how much value does the government put on retaining that industry and ensuring its survival if we weren't to open until next year? Because, you know, once the schools close down, it's going to be hard for them to reopen again.
Darren Conway from Languages International says it has less than half the 200 or so students it would normally have at this time of year, and enrolments are declining as students finish.
We've got close to normal costs on half our income, albeit with costs subsidised by government at the moment. We can hold on if there's an announcement made soon that the border will open and we can plan for that for September or so.
He hopes students will be allowed back a lot earlier than next year.
That's too late for us. We'd have to make pretty well everybody redundant and still have to pay our rent and, you know, there's ways of doing it, but we'd have to pretty well shut down in the interim, go into some form of near-on hibernation. I don't want to be too committal about it because we'll probably find a way to drag through, but it won't be a school that's currently paying more than 20 people. It'll be one that's paying 3 or 4.
Darren Conway says he's confident enrolments will bounce back if the borders are open to visitors who quarantine, and his school already has enrolments for September and December. Ewan Mackenzie Bowie from the ICL Education Group says there's no reason the border cannot be open to foreign visitors who quarantine.
People have been coming into New Zealand since March, and they've been going into first into self-isolation and now it's quarantine, and it's worked extremely well. It's well controlled, it's government controlled, it's efficient, and whether the person is a New Zealander or a Chinese student is completely irrelevant.
English New Zealand says language students contribute $500 million a year to the economy, most of it through spending on tourism and living costs. Mō te hōtaka o te ata, ko John Gerritsen tēnei.